How important is breathing to singing? Can you sing if you have no breath? What about conservation of breath? Each breath you inhale is the fuel for your voice. If you don't have enough breath, or if it's not correctly utilized, you can run into vocal problems. Your first exercise is called the introduction exercise. This will begin to wake up some of the muscles important to the breathing process necessary for singing. Make sure you are standing in a space that will give you enough room to stretch out your arms. Here are the steps. Stand flat on both feet, making sure that your legs are coming straight down from your hips, not out at an angle. Good. Open your mouth slightly. Now turn your palms forward. Slowly begin stretching your arms outward towards the sides of your body as you slowly raise your arms up over your head. Don't take it too slow, but don't take it too fast. Air will naturally be inhaled. Angle your arms towards your cheeks and put your palms flat together, stretching up from your sides for 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now turn your palms outward, bring your arms down quickly, air will naturally exhale. All right, that was one repetition. This exercise is done in sets. There are 10 repetitions per set. To get the fastest and best results, do 3 sets daily with a 2-minute rest between each 10. All 3 sets should take about 20 minutes. Everything I'm telling you is also in writing in Chapter 3. Before I coach you through another repetition, I want to explain a few important details. Remember to keep your mouth open slightly. Air will automatically be drawn in due to the stretch. It will automatically come in through your open mouth. If you make the air come in, it will be too much. If you've inhaled too much, you'll have difficulty holding the stretch for all 6 counts and may feel lightheaded. Just let the air come in naturally. It won't be a lot, but it will be enough to get through the exercise. Turn your palms facing forward, not all the way out to the sides. This pivots the bone of your arm in the shoulder socket. If you overextend the direction of your palms, this twists the bone and shoulder muscle too much and will cramp your stretch. If you experience discomfort in the back of your neck or shoulders during the stretch, you're pushing your arms back. Angle your arms by your cheeks. This will let you feel the stretch in your sides and back and relax your chest. Okay, let's do another repetition of the introduction exercise. Stand on both feet, straight down from your hips. Arms hanging relaxed by your sides. Open your mouth. Now turn your palms gently forward. Make sure they're not angled all the way out, just forward. Good. Now slowly begin stretching your fingertips out from your body as they come up from the sides, tracing a large arc with your fingertips until your arms are up over your head. Angle your arms by your cheeks, put your palms flat together over your head and stretch up for a silent count to 6, 3, 4, 5, 6. Turn your palms out, bring your arms down quickly, air will exhale. Very good. Great, you're on your way. As you practice this exercise, rewind and use the taped coaching as many times as you need until you accurately remember the steps. During the next days of practicing the introduction exercise, continue your reading through Chapter 6. Once you begin Chapter 7, you'll find the directions leading you into your next exercises. Before completing your sets for today, turn off the tape and look over the step-by-step illustrations and detailed directions in Chapter 3.